KTU Cares, a salute to local heroes.
What kind of world do you want? Think anything. History starts now.
On KTU Cares, good morning. And a great woman on the line with us this morning, Beth Dean. She is CEO of Cure Epilepsy, her first time on KTU Cares. Good morning, Beth, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Beth, before we get started today, because it is your first time on KTU Cares, tell us about Cure Epilepsy, how it all started and things like that.
Sure. So Cure Epilepsy is a nonprofit that is focused on funding research to find cures for epilepsy. We are the leading non-governmental funder of epilepsy research in the world.
And if you wouldn't mind, as your first time here on the show, Beth, what is epilepsy and what causes epilepsy?
Yes. So epilepsy is a very common neurological disorder that's diagnosed when a person has two or more unprovoked seizures more than 24 hours apart. It's the result of abnormal activity in the brain where the regular signaling between neurons, which are brain cells, becomes disrupted. It presents differently in each person affected, and it varies in severity.
And how prevalent is the disorder, Beth?
It's incredibly prevalent, much more so than people realize. So about 3.4 million Americans have epilepsy, or 50 million people worldwide. Statistically, that works out to about 1 in 26 Americans who will develop epilepsy in their lifetime. It's the fourth most common neurological disorder behind stroke, migraine, and Alzheimer's. So that gives you a feel for how prevalent it really is.
Why is there such a need for epilepsy research?
Yeah, so epilepsy affects more people than multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, Parkinson's, and ALS combined. Yet despite its prevalence, it receives less federal funding per person compared to each of these other brain disorders. And this leads to critical gaps in research. So about a third of people with epilepsy do not have seizure control on their medication. And around 50% of them don't even know what the cause of their epilepsy is. Many people who are affected by epilepsy experience chronic life-altering seizures, challenging side effects from the medication, and three times the risk of premature death from accidents, status epilepticus, which are prolonged seizures, and sudden unexpected death in epilepsy. So, you know, because of how prevalent it is, because there is still some stigma associated with epilepsy, it really has historically been underfunded, and we need to do research to find cures.
Beth Dean is our guest on KTU Cares this morning. She is CEO of Cure Epilepsy. Beth, if you could give us information on where people can go to get more information from Cure Epilepsy.
Absolutely. So you can find us at www.cureepilepsy.org.
And Beth, why is epilepsy research so underfunded?
I think for a couple of reasons. So epilepsy is extremely common, but it's also very heterogeneous. So there's a wide range of impacts and prognoses. Two-thirds of the people who have epilepsy can take their medication and they will have seizure control. They'll be able to not have seizures. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not impacted in other ways. Even for people who aren't severely impacted with cognitive development, developmental delays, or other impacts, there are side effects from the medication. There are lifestyle limitations. There's risk of sudden death. So for all of these reasons, you know, there has been stigma associated with epilepsy, and people don't talk about it for a variety of reasons, whether someone's worried about discrimination at their workplace or their doctor may not actually tell them they have epilepsy. They'll call it seizure disorders, and people don't even realize that they have epilepsy because they're trying not to scare the person. So there's this stigma that exists, and it really has limited public awareness and advocacy on behalf of our community. We need a louder voice across the board so we can start to, you know, receive this share of dollars that this disorder really requires, given how prevalent it is. And we've made progress in terms of increasing NIH spend on epilepsy research, but we still have a ways to go. Research is the only way we're going to find a cure. And my organization, Cure Epilepsy, is committed to filling these research gaps and funding epilepsy, as well as influencing the broader agenda for the community.
Now, Beth, you explained a bit about Cure Epilepsy earlier in the show. Let's get into that a little bit more. How did it start?
Sure. So as I mentioned earlier, Cure Epilepsy is the largest non-governmental funder of epilepsy research in the world. Our mission is to fund breakthrough research that will transform the lives of people with epilepsy as we lead a search for the cure. We've raised over $100 million to fund over 300 projects during the past 27 years. We fund researchers through our investigator-initiated grant program, and we support their promising ideas at various stages of the process, including early stage, translational, and clinical research. We also provide funding so researchers can generate preliminary data and then go on to secure larger grants from the government or other agencies. So we really fund amazing researchers at, you know, universities and academic institutions who are trying to understand epilepsy and get us to cures. And let me tell you a little bit about how our organization was started. So we were founded in 1998 by Susan Axelrod and a small group of parents with children with epilepsy who were really frustrated by their inability to protect them from seizures and the side effects that come with the medications. They felt that living well with epilepsy was not good enough, and that epilepsy research, the epilepsy research landscape really needed to start focusing on finding cures. So over the years, we've changed the epilepsy research conversation, and we've built a powerful global research network, all while continuing to be inspired by our loved ones. We accelerate cures by filling gaps that exist across the research landscape, prioritizing investments in areas where there's the largest unmet need, where work needs to be done.
Beth, talk a little bit about Cure Epilepsy's biggest research accomplishments and go into that a little bit more.
Yes. Epilepsy research, medical research in general, it's a marathon, not a sprint. But over our 27 years, we've had some amazing, we've funded some amazing research and had some great impacts. So we have uncovered the link between SUDEP, which again is sudden unexpected death in epilepsy, and found genes both in the brain and the heart that help establish the key risk factors to SUDEP, and even identified a SUDEP biomarker. We've also discovered a potential infantile spasms treatment and acquired a patent to reduce spasms and decrease side effects. So that's a specific type of epilepsy where we've had some great progress. We've helped improve genetic diagnoses of epilepsy by more than 9%, and we've been able to reinforce the importance of reanalyzing genetic data time over time because we keep discovering new genes that are implicated in epilepsy. And we funded research in post-traumatic epilepsy that uses biomarkers to help us stop seizures before they start. So this is just a sampling of some of the research and impact that we've had through the grants that we have funded with researchers.
Beth Dean, our great guest on KTU Cares this morning. She is CEO of Cure Epilepsy. And Beth, if people want to get more information as they're getting up this morning and learning about what you do at Cure Epilepsy.
Yes. So people can find us on Instagram at Cure Epilepsy.
And what is the national plan for epilepsy, Beth?
Oh, this is so important and amazing what's going on in our community. So in February, the National Plan for Epilepsy was reintroduced into Congress. And this is legislation that would create a coordinated federal strategy to improve research, care, and services for people with epilepsy. It has the support of the Bipartisan Epilepsy Caucus, which is chaired by both Democrats and Republicans. I was actually just out on Capitol Hill to represent Cure Epilepsy and join with other advocacy organizations in our community to talk to congresspeople about the need to pass this bill. So we're super excited and hopeful that this bipartisan effort will focus attention and resources on epilepsy and getting us to cures.
Beth, what effects are the changes to the federal medical research landscape having on actual epilepsy research?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting and important topic going on right now. So the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, is the largest funder of epilepsy research in the world. Many of Cure Epilepsy's research grantees have used data that they generated through their Cure Epilepsy-funded grant to go on and secure subsequent larger government investment to continue the progress of their lines of research. A well-funded, robust NIH is essential to maintaining this momentum and driving progress for the epilepsy community. Recent cuts to the NIH, their budget, their staffing, you know, federal agencies have had termination of staff. It's disrupting the ongoing research, and it's impeding really important progress towards cures that will impact families across the country that they need and they deserve. So the impacts are significant, and the long-term impacts could be devastating.
Beth, what resources does Cure Epilepsy provide for family and caregivers?
So our website, cureepilepsy.org, has a ton of great information for everyone from the newly diagnosed person living with epilepsy to those who've had epilepsy for years. We have a section on there called Understanding Epilepsy, and there is great medically reviewed content about the basics of epilepsy, diagnosis, treatment, therapies, and much, much more. We also produce a monthly podcast called Seizing Life, featuring guests from across the epilepsy space. And we also have monthly Epilepsy Explained videos, which are short snippets that feature clinicians answering key community questions about epilepsy in very lay-friendly terms. If you sign up for our emails, we do a monthly roundup of the most important epilepsy research news from the field, so you can stay abreast of what's going on in the scientific community. And we produce discoveries, we call them discoveries, and other communications and that go through advancements of research that we have funded. So we really aim to provide our community with the latest information on up-and-coming treatments and trials and connect families with research so they can empower themselves and improve their outcomes.
Beth Dean is our guest on KTU Cares this morning. She is CEO of Cure Epilepsy. Beth, again, if you could give us a way to get more information about Cure Epilepsy, please.
Absolutely. You can find us on the web at cureepilepsy.org.
Let's talk about some upcoming events. Any coming to New York at all?
Yes. We have our New York City fundraiser, Cure Epilepsy Takes Manhattan. And it's happening on Monday, May 5th at City Winery at Pier 57. You can join us for an evening of music, laughter, and stories as Broadway star and epilepsy advocate Miguel Cervantes takes the stage with his talented Broadway friends. They will reprise songs from their various shows, entertain guests with behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more in a very interactive and intimate setting in support of epilepsy research. If you'd like information or to buy tickets to that, you can again visit us at cureepilepsy.org/Manhattan2025, or you can call our office at 312-626-1793.
Also, Beth, are there ways people can fundraise for Cure Epilepsy?
Oh, yes. We love when people fundraise for us. Our Cure Epilepsy champions organize all kinds of events in their communities to raise money for Cure Epilepsy. There's information about becoming a champion on our website, again, cureepilepsy.org. In fact, there's a Cure Epilepsy champion event happening right here in New York soon. It's called the Joanna Sophia Foundation's 6th Annual 5K Fun Run Walk. It is Saturday, June 21st in Flushing. And it celebrates the memory of Joanna Sophia Yanu, who passed away from sudden unexpected death and epilepsy at the age of 9. It is an amazing, amazing event. I've gone 3 times. The whole community comes out to really celebrate the life of Joanna and raise funds that support epilepsy research. And celebrate is the key word here. There's live music, there's great performances, there's food trucks. It really, really is a great event, and I want to thank the foundation for all that they do and the research they fund with Cure Epilepsy. You can find information on this event at Joanna, J-O-A-N-N-A, Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, foundation.org.
Also, what are the most important things you want someone newly diagnosed with epilepsy to know, Beth?
Yeah, so first and foremost, we want people to know that you have a community. You do not have to make this journey alone. There are researchers and clinicians making incredible progress with new therapies and treatments continuing to come out. And these are really, really important on the road to getting to cures. We want to remind people or make sure they know to find an epileptologist. So this is a neurologist who specializes in epilepsy. And don't be afraid to get a second opinion. Go to multiple physicians, hear what your options are, get the best treatment you can. And then I think lastly, I would say that research is the only way we're going to find a cure. Through research, there is hope.
Excellent, Beth. And finally, anything else that you would like to say today on KTU Cares? Could be something you've mentioned earlier in the show or something that you would like to bring to our listeners' attention that you haven't mentioned.
Sure. So I think the one other thing I would mention is that, you know, epilepsy is a spectrum disorder. There are people who are profoundly impacted, and there are people who take their medications, are able to control their seizures, and seem very neurotypical. But it looks differently for different people, and there are many kinds of epilepsy, just like there are many kinds of cancer. And so for our community, it won't be a single cure. There are going to be many cures. But the most important piece is that we continue to drive research so that we find these cures. And our organization, Cure Epilepsy, is a really important part of that. And we're grateful for everyone who supports us and raises funds so that we can give grants to these amazing researchers who will help us understand epilepsy in the brain and ultimately get us to these cures. And so grateful for everyone, including yourself, who is willing to give us some airtime to talk about this important topic, to raise awareness and eliminate stigma. So thank you so much.
Great show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Beth. Beth Dean, CEO of Cure Epilepsy. And again, one last time where people can get information, Beth?
Yes, cureepilepsy.org.
Great show this morning. Thank you so much for joining us on KTU Cares for the first time. Hopefully first of many. Beth Dean, CEO of Cure Epilepsy. Have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.